All right, welcome to the Disgruntled Happiness, episode one, the first podcast. Basically, we'll be talking about how, you know, life in general, being a dad, being a stay-at-home dad, looking for work, you know, the handyman stuff, and trying to get back in corporate America or start my own business again. A little bit about myself. I worked at corporate America for about 10 years. Decided to give it a pause with the corporate life. Just wasn't for me. decided to start my own business in the real estate industry. Did that for about 4 years, and then that failed, unfortunately. Met some great people during that time. It's just that industry doesn't like to change much, so the stuff that we're coming out with, trying to automate as much as possible, didn't work out due to lack of knowledge on our part. We were thinking that the homeowner would be interested in our services, and unfortunately, you had to go through the realtor to get your business instead of going through the homeowner. So it was more, it felt like it was being filtered at the time, which was very frustrating. So now here we are, you know, unemployed, starting a podcast, seeing what happens with this. Who knows? Just, you know, taking my time. It's what, midnight right now. The kids are asleep. The wife's asleep. The dog and the cat's asleep. So it's just me. So which is why I'm kind of whispering here and there. And so we'll see what this turns out to be. It sounds like an ASMR, right? With a lot of lips smacking, breathing. Just wasting time. just see how this turns out. If anything, who knows? Today, went to my favorite place, McDonald's, which is freaking awesome. You know, if you're a kid, it fucking sucks as an adult. Always going to that play area, it smells like sweaty socks, and you're eating a hamburger. It's made out of whatever. Just gagging that shit down. It's like, fuck. So anyways, I'm in the play area with the kids, and they're having a birthday party, which is lovely. And we all of a sudden, I hear the screaming in the bathroom. This fucking kid gets stuck in the bathroom. I'm thinking, how the fuck did he get stuck in a bathroom? Okay, how do you do that? Did the commode, was it just so fucking powerful that it sucked your ass in and you just gotta get out? So he's there screaming, you know, help, help, get me out, help, help. And I'm fucking laughing. Oh my god, it's cracking me up. Some guy opens the door and goes, whose kid is this? The joys of being a parent. It made my fucking day. that was my day today. Just McDonald's up for lunch, and then, you know, the wife wants me to fix the master toilet that's leaking. It's basically running into the bowl. So it probably needs a new ball cock to get that fixed. I'll probably do that tomorrow. This, you know how it goes, being a dad, just you have no time for yourself. It's always the kids or the wife or, you know, the dog or the cat, the fish, the crab, you know, all these fucking animals. I mean, how many pets do we, I feel like a goddamn zoo here. You know, what's wrong with just a dog? But no, we had to get a cat. And then who ends up cleaning the cat shit? It'd be me, you know, even though I didn't want the cat. But it ends up being me cleaning up the shit. You know, and then the dog is, you know, very territorial, so he comes in, pees by the cat. I'm like, fuck. What's wrong with the outside? Why do you have to pee right here by my desk? Is this not uncalled for? You know, this is fuck. But, you know, it's just how it goes, you know. I'm happily married, you know, I love my kids. I love my dog. Cat's okay, you know. Couple of fish, hopefully they'll die soon so we can move on. You know, so we just have a cat, dog, and a couple of crabs. But, you know, as we picked those crabs up at the beach and brought them home because we wanted a pet, something else I did not want, but, you know, like, I feel like I have no say. Sometimes, just, well, whatever makes the kids happy. But, yeah, that's basically it for, I guess, for episode one. I can't really think of anything else to talk about. It's just, you know, how it goes. So, we'll see how it goes, and then we'll continue on and see what happens. Thank you. Take care.